Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, Tommy, being the curmudgeon you are, despite the fact that a lot of these bands still pack them in to places like C-Mac and Darien Lake every summer, you say they don't know when to hang it up.
And it's going to get worse.
You have a valid argument with this band. They don't know when to hang it up. Yeah. However, it seems like even their fans are now getting to the point where they're telling them, yeah, it's time to go. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Motley Crue, despite all the debauchery that they've lived for all of those years, are back on the road touring again this summer. And on a show the other night, lead man Vince Neil had himself a little bit of an issue.
What happened?
Well, he was performing, and it seems he may have forgotten where the front of the stage is. And this is what happened.
How you doing, Atlanta City? Some rock and roll tonight. Okay, we got some stuff for you.
That's his body?
First song. That's his body and the mic hitting off the front of the stage. First song.
He falls off the stage.
And here's the thing, Tommy. You know, mistakes happen, right?
But those stages are like minimum probably 10 foot.
Yeah, but Vince Neil now has a lot of padding, so he's probably
okay. He's a little chubbly.
Now, I'm sure that every musician at one point has fallen off the stage at some point in their career. The problem here is Vince Neil seems to have made a pattern of it, because this is another time a couple years ago where he did the exact same thing.
The truth is Vince fell and broke ribs when he fell. He can't breathe, and he's going to get dealt with medically. Now, that sucks for us and him. He was so excited to be here. He lives in Tennessee, but he was willing to stick it out, tough it up when there are people back here telling him, don't do it.
So what's his condition on this one?
We don't have a condition on Vince Neil. Now, it doesn't say
I was going to say, I didn't see anything where the show didn't go on.
Yeah, I think it looks like he finished the show. I could be wrong.
Oh, God.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like we said, the crew live fast and hard.
Yeah.
And you can see every hard-living moment now on the face and body of Vince Neil. He looks terrible. Mm. He somehow sounds now even worse than he looks. If you've seen Motley Crue live the last couple of years, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm not. Just not a good show.
Well, I mean, they're old, like, to your point. And, you know, you just don't have it anymore.
The Stones are old. They still sound great.
But I guess
we went and saw Ringo Starr. You could say what you want about hating Ringo. That band was tight, and he sounded good.
But, yeah. But he had other people around him.
But he's still...
All right.
So here's the thing. Right. Motley Crue did their final ever tour. Was it last year or the year before? And then literally the next year went back out on tour again.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, there was major drama within the band. Original guitarist Mick Mars was fighting with the rest of the guys. He has left the group, so he's not even on tour anymore.
He's out.
So you have a new guitarist. Mm-hmm. And you can even now see how poorly they're being received by the venues they're playing.
So what's going on?
So it was only a year or two ago that they were on a bill with another major 80s band playing your C-Max, your Dead. Yeah, Lakes, or amphitheater tours, right? Mm-hmm. between Thursday and October.
Yeah.
They are only playing 13 dates.
Oh.
All summer. And the majority of those dates are smaller state fairs and casinos you've never heard of in the Midwest.
Oh, so they've really fallen off.
Like, if you're not familiar with how this goes, the top of the tops of the stadium shows. Right. Then comes arena shows. Mm-hmm. Then comes your amphitheaters.
Your big outdoor venues.
Then comes your state fairs. Then comes your casinos. Mm-hmm. Then comes your, like, Grease Town festival.
Yeah. Local.
And they are down to, like, the fourth rung at this point.
Well, is it just one of those bands that people, it just didn't stick with even their biggest fans at the time?
I mean, it's the crew. You know? It was only a couple years ago they were touring. Look, you see Styx, REO, Foreigner. Yeah. They still tour these amphitheaters and bring people in.
Yeah. I mean, people haven't stuck by them.
But the people I know that love Motley Crue still love them at my age.
Do they?
But I don't know if they go to the show.
Are they like diehard where they go and follow and see them?
We got one buddy, man. Like, he lives and dies for this stuff. Okay. But I don't know the last time he's been to a show.
And that's the question, right? 252-WCMF. Like, are you willing to spend money on the product that they're putting out there? And look, man, I'm not here to crush Vince Neil, right? Like,
no, but he's old.
And he's
not in shape.
He's going through a hell of a lot.
I mean, the Stones work at it. I mean, they make trains.
Yeah, he runs 5
like an Olympian.
Miles a day.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, because that's what it takes for him to go out and put that show on.
Right, but they work at it.
Yeah. The last time Vince Neil ran, it was when there was 5 minutes left for the buffet to be open. I mean, he's a big old boy now.
But there's a few of them now when I see him, like, I don't even recognize him. When I see him, when they put stuff up on Instagram, I go, oh my God. Sammy Hagar is another one.
He just got a star on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend.
Yeah. And he looks like that age, too. He looks like an old man.
By the way, did you see he's going on tour with the remaining members of Van Halen?
Yes.
It's a movie show I want to go see.
But again,
how's he sound, though?
I don't know.
He seems like a guy that took care of his voice.
Well, he's also a guy that likes to sit back and drink
on
the beach.
All right, it's relaxing. I mean? He's nice and relaxed.
Yeah, all right, he's chill.
252-WCMF, Vince Neil of Motley Crue once again fell off the stage. It's becoming a pattern for him. It happened the other night in Atlantic City. But when you look at the tours they're doing this summer, this is a band that would put, 25, 30 dates in amphitheaters across the country.
Bro, nonstop.
All summer
Remember
long.
They had Tommy Lee in that roller coaster on with the drum riser going around?
Yeah, upside down.
Yeah.
Well, that was like 20 years ago.
I know, but like you went from that to falling.
They've only got 13 shows scheduled this summer. It's at like...
nothing big.
Yeah, smaller state fairs and casinos in the Midwest that you've never heard of before. And this seems like one of the few bands where even their fans are telling them it's time to hang it up. Yeah. And that takes a lot, man. I mean, that takes a lot. There are always diehard fans that are willing to spend, between $20 and $40 to go to an amphitheater. Maybe not with the crew.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Isabella. Hello, Isabella.
Hi.
Hey.
I was just in Atlantic City, and I saw them the Saturday show.
Were you at the show where he fell off the stage?
No, I was at the one the night after.
Oh, wait.
And they were talking about it.
Okay. Well, how'd they sound, Isabella?
They sounded better. So I saw them last year in Syracuse at the Dome. But this year, they actually sounded better than last year. And I'm like, I'm going to go see them in Illinois. Like, it took me and, it sold me and my fiance enough to go down and... we're going to go to Illinois.
Damn.
Wait, so you travel for this?
You're going to the Illinois State Fair to watch Motley Crue.
We sure are.
That's one of the state fairs they're playing. Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, and then a bunch of casinos.
So you were so impressed with their last performance that you were like, I would definitely do this again.
Yeah, I saw them at the stadium tour with Def Leppard. And it just wasn't, I was like, we couldn't really see them too much. We were kind of far away. And then we got pretty close to this one, and I love them, and I thought they were so much better. John Five was absolutely amazing
in
his
solo. John Five is the guitarist that replaced Mick Mars. Ah. Yeah.
Isabella, you got to be loaded with ink.
No, not really. not really.
That's a no.
How many piercings?
Only my nose and my six holes in my ears.
So six my holes nose in the six other holes.
All right, I'm just trying to get a picture of Isabella.
I do want to ask one more question, because you just saw them in Atlantic City, you said, recently.
Yeah.
All right, so Vince Neil, we've seen pictures of him lately. All right, Isabella, I know you're engaged, but let's say you were a single woman. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
27.
You're 27?
Oh, she's a young fan.
27. Well, yeah, bro, I mean, we've talked about this. Like, this
I'm
music
shocked.
Keeps coming back around.
Yeah.
Isabella, you're a single woman. Vince Neil, in the state he's in today, all bruised up and chubaloo. comes up to you after stage. He goes, "Listen, nothing gets me going like six holes in a woman's ear. You want to? You want to go for seven? You want to come back? He wants you to come back to his RV. Would you go single Isabella with Vince Neil?
Maybe not with Vince, but Nikki Six could get it any day.
All right, all right. He does look good.
You know that skull ring's gonna hurt.
I think it'd be worth it.
Isabella, enjoy Illinois. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
I think it'd be worth it.
Right, I was not thinking 27.
I'm shocked. I had her mid-40s.
Yeah, because even if you were, even if you're rediscovering, you know, the music because you weren't somebody that grew up with it, I'm surprised that you love them enough to go see them.
To travel.
You know, yeah, travel and go see them.
But think about this. She's 27 years old. I mean, their last significant album was in the late 80s, so she didn't have the opportunity to go see them in their heyday, right? So I guess
she didn't grow up on it, really. Yeah. I mean, in her heyday.
But I'm saying the reason...
Because I would think the reason a lot of people would want to see a band like that is just the nostalgia of it all, you know?
Well,
you're not so much there for the quality as you are just to see...
History.
Those people on stage.
No, but then Tommy brought it up. Like, there is a history to some of these bands. Like, I didn't get to grow up with the Stones, but I want to go see the Stones because it's history. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up with Billy Joel when he was making hits, but I wanted to go see Billy Joel for the history. You went and saw Paul McCartney at the Dome for the history of it, right? It's just strange now that we're at the point in time that Motley Crue is,
at least
to Isabella, on a historical level. Like, she's going to see him three times this summer, and she's traveling all
and
over
the country. And she's going to see another tragedy.
What?
She's going to see something else. That band just rolls with tragedy.
I mean, he's not wrong. And
music has got so much energy. And I think at their age, it's hard to hold that energy for like a two-hour show.
Yeah. No, I think that's a fair statement.
Like, they might come out, balls out, but I want to see the encore.
All right. Well, if you want to get a hold of tickets to go see Motley Crue, good luck in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I hear their state fair is very nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.